morning and welcome to another episode of the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we are the co-owners of Club Inhale Exhale, a private fitness and nutritional design studio pioneering this industry by challenging old school methods of thought. We are changing your belief, helping you make real lifestyle changes. Club Inhale Exhale, because that's who we are, is headquartered at 530 Boston Road in Billerica. You can get more information on us at clubinhaleexhale.com. If you miss any parts of today's show, don't worry. You can download us on iTunes under podcast by searching for Club Inhale Exhale. Visit clubinhaleexhale.com. That's the easiest way to get our downloads by podcast. They're up there within a couple of days of this episode. And if you want to be part of today's show, give us a call. Here, give us a ringy-dingy, okay? 978-454-4980. Again, the number is 978-454-4980. Coach Kelly.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah?
I'm great. And I have to say thank you.
For what?
Because on the way here is pretty much falling asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, oh, okay, dude, seriously, I need some help here.
I know.
We're about to be live.
And I'm like, trying to shake it out. I don't know what happened to me this morning, but I feel like I got hit by a bus. So I have to say thank you for getting my energy back up to where it should be for the show. And you actually did that in record time. You did that in about 12 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you did that in about 12 minutes. And I think my favorite...
What happened there?
I think my favorite one was when you took your headphones. And what's that noise you made? When you clap them together, what was that noise?
Clear.
Yeah, clear! And you put them on your boobies.
We don't call them boobies.
Oh, you put them on your chest.
We put them on our pecs.
Yeah, you put them on your pecs.
We're men.
Anyway, so...
Men
and
in
then,
tights.
I just... Like, this is my morning. This is what's making me laugh this morning. And then you took your headphones, you put them on the wrong way, you put your nose on the back of your head.
We got to do whatever we can here in the studio so that we can keep ourselves lively and ready to go to talk about what we're going to talk about.
I think, oh my God.
You know?
You know why? Because I'm thinking about what are we going to do on the show today? And I was like, oh, we're going to do 8 nutrients that protect the brain. Great. Like, this is good information.
Absolutely.
This is really good information.
Yeah.
But
brain health.
It's brain health.
Brain
and
health.
It's just ironic that my brain is like way far away. I'm sitting here thinking
you
about the
word. You might want to look at some of these products.
Oh, no, the donut did me just fine.
The donut
fine.
Was just fine, right? And I got a picture of that. So that is going up on our Facebook page. I will guarantee it.
You know what it was? Is I needed some sugar.
Sugar?
I seriously needed a carbohydrate.
Or carbohydrates.
Kind of sugar because...
Maybe some complex carbs there.
When you said, oh, there's donuts here, I was like, give me one. Now.
Who drops the donuts off, by the way?
Yeah, who does that?
You know?
We might have to...
That was Lowell City Councilor, Bill Samaras.
Well,
okay.
Thanks,
yeah.
Bill.
I know, honestly.
Thanks for the swift
came by. And,
look, I didn't say I didn't have one. I had the chocolate butter crunch.
I was being very good. Leslie brought them in here for me to smell them. Hey, you know what? I love donuts, too, but I'm trying to be as good as I can.
Yeah.
Right.
And I know the weekends are bad for my health. I understand that. So the weekdays, I got to be extra careful.
That's right. Yes. He's going with the 80-20 rule.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
See.
That's the 80-20 rule.
Yeah.
That's what we call weekend warrior. Right there.
Yes. Yeah, that donut was great. I really needed it.
Fantastic.
And I was telling you earlier that I went to bed last night with no dinner. How'd that happen? I have
really.
No idea. I can only be responsible for myself, and I can't even be responsible for myself.
That's no good.
I don't know what happened.
That's no good. Would you forget?
I don't know. I think it was all that chatting we were doing last night at the studio.
Yeah. We had that late meeting at the studio.
And then
we
called Melissa, and it was, and then Jill was there. So I think it was just one thing ran into another, and I wasn't even hungry.
Yeah.
Well, this morning that changed. Mm. Anyway, so I saw something on Facebook that I think is interesting.
Yeah.
And I did not post it, but it's something that kind of reaches into my brain.
Uh-huh.
And
for brain health. I'm gonna do that every single time.
Do it. Get big. Get big. Yeah. Right. I wish I could do
our
that.
Our clients
sometimes.
Will totally realize, like, or understand
what
that means.
Oh, the ones that are listening are probably in hysterics right now. Other people, maybe not so much. whatever. Keep listening. Maybe you'll laugh.
I got one client up in there, and she's like, no, I don't want to get big, Mike. Will you stop saying that?
is this Miss Dina?
It is.
Oh, she's so funny. Anyway, so somebody had posted it. I thought it was interesting because it kind of goes to a lot of what we talk about with the double standards that are out there with fitness and nutrition and actual lifestyle changes. And, you know, weight loss last week is kind of, it is a woman here. Weight loss last week, everybody gets upset when you lose something except for weight, right? It's just ironic the way it works. So I thought this was really interesting. Her post was, "I hate how some people get judged for being real, while others get loved for being fake." Isn't that interesting? I thought, whoa, that kind of stopped me for a second.
Yeah, that's pretty much the norm in today's society.
I thought it was, I was like, wow, that is, yeah. And it's I mean, I don't want to harp on this for too long, but it's unfortunately a little sad, but very interesting if you really think about that. And I'm going to read it again. "I hate how some people get judged for being real, while others get loved for being fake."
Yeah.
Oof.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's absolutely huge.
And you know,
is that a friend of yours that posted that?
A friend of ours, Coach Michael.
Oh, got it. Yes. I might have to take a look at Facebook here.
Yes, it's our friend. Yeah. And then I have a fun little story from when I was about 7, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I have a problem with the word hate. I don't like to use it, and
okay.
I don't like to say it. There's some, like the word...
Are you one of those people that use dislike instead?
I will use dislike. Or when I'm angry, I'll use words that I can't use on the radio. But...
I've heard a couple of those.
Yeah, I bet you have. How long have we known each other? Yeah. But anyway, so this I think I was about 7 years old, and I had, I don't know, some random piece of scratch paper that was lined and a pen, and I was upset at one of my friends this day. And for some reason, I decided to write a note about it.
Yeah.
I have no idea where this came from, but I used to live in a triple-decker when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my parents lived on the first floor. I think my brother was born at this point, so maybe I was 8 years old.
Okay.
And I was upset with my girlfriend. Her name was Kathleen Miskell. And I wrote on this piece of paper, "I hate Kathleen Miskell." And my mother found it. Or was it my dad? I think it was my mother. My mother found it. Whoo, boy, did I get a whooping that day.
Oh, yeah.
You never use the word hate. Do you even know what it means? Do you understand it?
Right.
Now you have to go apologize to her. And I was like, I'm so sorry that I hate you. And this poor Kathleen Miskell was looking at me like, I don't even know why you hate me.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? The poor little thing.
Yeah, of
and
course.
And I don't remember why I was so upset with her. But since that day, the word hate is like, I try really hard not to use it.
I do that a lot with my son, because my son now is at that age for the past couple of years.
Uh-oh.
And Chris,
you
might be able to relate. But
he probably can. Yeah.
Yeah. He's at that age where now all of a sudden...
He's 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, just turned 9. Right?
I hate this person. I hate them.
Uh-oh.
You know?
Uh-oh. Ooh.
And I'm just like, whoa, back up.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Because, one, we don't talk like that. Two, tell me why.
Yeah.
Tell me why. And everything he comes up with, I'm like, that's not good enough.
You're like,
you
sound
like serious?
You're 9.
You know?
And he is.
She put a rock on this side of the street and you don't like it? I mean, seriously? You know?
Terrible.
So, you're not giving me a good enough reason. And understand that if you use that word, you better have a really good reason to use that word. I said, we don't hate anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah.
You know? Because I try to teach him that what we put out, we get back.
Oh, totally.
I don't want him putting out hate.
Yeah.
Because hate's going to come back to him.
Yeah.
You know, it's karmic.
That's very true. That's very, very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting because it stopped me in my tracks for those two reasons. Just one, it reminded me when I was a kid.
Sure.
And two, why, you know, the words you use can be also used against you because, like
Absolutely.
You said, what you put out there.
Comes
you will
right
get back.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my Facebook in childhood story
Understood.
For the day.
Understood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the rest of the show, we want to talk about...
brain health.
Get big in the brain. The aging brain and brain health. And some drugs that may cause memory loss, which is very interesting.
Why don't we get to that?
Because right now?
No.
Yeah. What?
Why not?
What?
What?
Oh, no.
You want to talk about the retreat,
Look
though?
We can talk about the retreat.
I think we bring that up because I think it's important to kind of make sure that people understand there's literally 3 days left. It's under 3 days left to register.
Right.
Yeah.
Holy Toledo.
So if people are interested, the registration information is online at our website over clubinhaleexhale.com underneath the tab that says Wellness Retreats.
Yeah.
Just all you got to do is click there and you'll see all the information, everything that we got going on. Once the 3 days is up, we're not taking any more people. And that's it because we have so many logistics to put in place. There's so many details that we are finalizing because of the number of people that we have.
Yeah.
You know? So that's things that we need a couple weeks to do that.
Yeah.
And we got to make sure that
and
at that point,
that's part of
the reason
why I didn't have dinner last night, because that's what we were talking about.
That's what we were talking about.
Were we up
that's why it was right on my brain this
about
morning.
That last night?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Holy
yeah.
wow.
Yeah, we had a lot going on,
a lot
of information there.
It's really good, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be so fun
oh,
to
yeah.
like get
yeah.
the agenda like yeah. finalized on
mm-hmm.
paper.
Exactly.
I can do anything in my brain. Tell me to put it on paper, though. Forget it.
I know.
What
know.
Is that? I got to go see a doctor about that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe we should use some of these brain thingies. Brain health. Told you.
All right, so which one do you want to do first? Drugs that may cause memory loss?
Well, let's get to that, because right now I want to talk about ED, erectile dysfunction. Right? Did I just throw you for a loop? How about that, Chris? Did I throw her for a loop? Because she does it to me every single show.
I love talking about ED.
I've never actually had a conversation about ED,
okay.
so let's do it.
Well, I figured that we would talk about it because I know our audience is definitely in the older crowd, right? So we're talking about men that 35, 40, 45 plus.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a great story when you're done.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be good.
Yeah? You got stories now about
I do,
ED.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, she's never had a top conversation about ED. She got stories about
it,
though.
I got one story.
And did I just say she has stories about ED?
I do.
Awesome. Anyway. So, it says here in a study that was published, right,
yeah.
that men who drink...
Wait, which one are you on?
I found this. Don't worry about it.
Oh, God. All right. Oh, so I'm not even
it's
with
a link
you?
Off the side. It's
okay,
a link
fine.
Off the side.
All
yeah.
right, go ahead.
So, men who drink the equivalent caffeine level of 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day are less likely to have erectile dysfunction, ED, according to researchers from the University of Texas Health Science Center at Houston. So, they're basically saying that caffeine... Because it's a stimulant.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well...
Are you promoting drinking a lot of coffee, Coach
I'm Michael? Not. Not myself, because I'm crazy. I already have enough energy that I don't need the caffeine. I'm all done.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The results
Did
of a study...
Did anybody else read between the lines
knock
on that?
Knock it off now. The results of a study published recently in PLOS One found that men who consume between 85 and 170 milligrams of caffeine a day were 72% less likely to report ED, while those who drank between 171 and 303 or 171 and 303 milligrams of caffeine a day were 39% less likely to report ED compared to those who drank 0 to 7 milligrams a day. This trend was also true among overweight, obese, and hypertensive men. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's very interesting.
You know? So, it says here, in the United States, 18.4% of men 20 years and older have ED. Wow, now, look, I didn't know that. 20 years older. 20 years and older.
Yeah.
A 20-year-old should be full of testosterone, right? When you say that word, you have to say it with some
I was going to say,
right?
I get
right?
you. I hear you're a boy, I understand.
Exactly, right? Suggesting that more than 18 million men are affected. Caffeine is consumed by more than 85% of adults, according to the previous research.
That makes sense, yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I just thought that that would be nice to share to people because, you know, there is a lot of health benefits to caffeine. And I'm not going to rattle a ton of them off and stuff like that, but... one that we've talked about slightly on the show, brought it up a little bit, like, you know, ADD and ADHD. There actually are, right? Because, look, I can say that I probably had it as a child. I probably
oh, no, you
a
still have it, my dear.
Part of
I'm
it.
Sorry.
It's what makes
There's
me me.
There's something happening.
You know? Yeah.
And
so they
good.
Actually say that caffeine, instead of the drugs that they're prescribing kids these days, will actually assist in... the same thing that the drug does, but it's a natural alternative.
Okay.
Coffee is grown. Right?
Well, but it's not all organic either, so there are some drugs in that, wouldn't there be?
Okay, so
right?
you're more familiar with coffee than I am, right?
Look, bro, I just hammer it down.
Have you been to Colombia? Did you like my accent?
You've been doing that all morning.
I
have
know.
You noticed that? Okay. Ready? Poke my eyeballs out right about now.
So, just wanted to kind of like make yes. mention of that. I hope those guys out there, look, drink some more coffee, but not too much. All right?
Well, I think the problem is when people order their coffee. I've worked at a Dunk's, like, we were
oh,
talking
yeah,
about
we're
there.
Talking about that shit.
A lot of
yeah.
people like to order their coffee with, like, half cream. and like 20
yeah.
sugars.
Yeah.
I think the best way to drink it, if you're going to have anything, maybe a little milk to mm-hmm. get rid of the acidity. But I drink my coffee black, personally.
Me too.
Yeah, you know, and I used to be one of those guys when I worked at Dunk's, shortly after working there, and I worked there between the ages of 14 and 18. I mean, that was a time in my life where I was like, all right, I could use the extra carbohydrates playing football in high school.
Oh, dear.
You know?
Yes.
So...
Is this where you learn the coffee roll with the cream cheese on
yes,
top?
Yes, this is exactly right. I learned so many things there.
That
it
makes
crazy.
Me want to go to sleep right now,
you know?
Just thinking about that.
Yeah. But it's so true. There's just people, the stuff that they put into their coffees is crazy. Like the amount of sugar that they drop in there. And I used to be one of those people.
Yeah.
I would have 6 to 8 sugars in a cup of coffee, like in a large coffee.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I know it is. And I stopped. And now if I do have a cup of coffee, and it's usually a half a cup, mm-hmm. right? Because that will send me through the roof. It's black. There's nothing
yeah.
in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't need nothing in it.
Mm-mm.
I'm all set.
Yeah. I
you
just
know?
Like coffee for coffee.
Yeah.
I am still trying to quit altogether.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm not putting a lot of effort into it. I'll be... Did you hear that?
You sound
that?
A little hesitant there.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not putting a ton of effort into it, but like I told you this morning, even when I got up, I was able to sleep until 6 o'clock this morning. And I got to the studio by 6:45, and I was like, I don't really want a coffee.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough that Mr. Chris brought a coffee in for
right,
me, and I
right.
was definitely
maybe you were destined
to
have a cup of coffee.
I was destined to have a cup of coffee
there
this morning.
There you go.
And only one.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Mm-hmm. So men listening? Yeah. Yep. Have that cup of coffee.
Or bring your coach her coffee.
Head on home.
Jeez and crows. So there's a little bit of a story about erectile dysfunction that
yeah,
I
you had this story, right?
Yes. So it's a joke, actually. And it's not even fresh. And it's
okay.
actually real if you think about it.
Okay. okay.
So
go for
if
it.
You're standing up or sitting down, right,
yeah.
and you take your elbow and you tuck it into your side. Okay. Take
uh-huh.
your elbow
like
and tuck
this?
It into your side.
I'm
and bring
this.
Your elbow to 90 degrees. Okay. So that you. Okay. And put your palm, your hand out straight. Okay. When you're 20, you look like your thumb. Put your hand out. Yeah, there you go. When you're 20, you look like your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 30, you look like your index finger. When you're 40, you look like your middle finger. When you're 50, you look like your ring finger. And when you're 60, you look like your pinky.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, boys.
Wow.
Now, I got you thinking. Look at that.
You got me thinking, but I was like, yeah, right. Anyway.
So you didn't like that.
We're moving on.
You did not like that at all. But I get it. That's
uh-huh.
my story on
uh-huh.
erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
See how I pick up on you?
All right.
Maybe we should do the positive stuff first.
Yeah, absolutely. So
why are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm just looking.
Okay. Well, yeah. Do you want to take a quick break before we get into it?
No, we'll chill for a few. We'll keep going here.
Are
yeah?
you sure? Are you sure? You're like
yeah.
100%.
Tell you what. We'll come back with that.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll make up your mind.
So stay tuned on the Green Chocolate Bar. Good morning and welcome back to the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale, where we're on the crazy train, not about to get off.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Let's not even pull that out on
you don't
the
want
air,
to go
though.
There, do you?
I don't really understand.
Yeah,
but
it's all right.
I will,
offline. Yeah.
I will tell you that there's something for women, though.
Okay, what's that?
So I'm not going to pick on just men, then. I'll give you that there's one for women. If a, okay, so you know how you have a you can't
all
even
right,
control
all right,
yourself.
I can't
right
even
now.
Keep. I'm gonna look over here. Go ahead.
So you know you have a 3-year-old child, a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6, 7, 8, 9, right?
Uh-huh.
Until they sort of grow out of it, or they don't really care anymore. And you'll see, even on commercials, they have like the cute house with the white picket fence and the mom and the dad and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And the child is standing up against the door jamb, and they take a marker and they mark
yeah.
off on the door jamb where the, you know
sure.
how tall they are, and
I've
they get
with,
to see
I've
themselves
done that with my
grow.
Son, sure.
Right. I tried that, and my parents got very upset. But anyway, I was not
don't
a very well
liked
child.
You want to use a pencil.
Oh, no, I go in for the marker. It's a permanent Sharpie. Anyway,
paint.
So for women, what women can do
yeah.
is it's the laws of gravity. So you see what happens is a woman stands sideways against a door jamb and draws a line at the center of her chest, and then next year comes back and draws
going.
Another line at the center of her chest, and the next year goes back and draws a the laws of gravity take over. It doesn't go up, they go down.
Oh, my Lord.
So there you go. I'm just saying.
Look, gravity can be fixed. It can.
Yeah.
With nutrition. And exercise.
Okay, nutrition is not going to lift these puppies. Actually, in a way, it could.
Science can.
Yeah, I know.
The medical field
my
can.
My doctor can. Sorry. Oh, we're not even getting to the topics
right,
for today's
on.
Show, are
Let's
we?
Let's get into this so people can learn some stuff on what we do, what we know. All right.
They
Brain
are.
Health.
That is what we know.
I know. That is what we know. It's true. It's true. Yeah.
Brain
so.
Health. Sorry. Are you trying to get me to relax now?
No. No, not at all.
Okay, good.
Absolutely not. So,
oh,
what are we talking about here? What are we talking
We're talking about cocoa flavonoids.
Cacao flavonoids?
Yep.
8 nutrients
Improve
to protect
circulation.
The aging brain.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Eat some chocolate and all that good stuff. Improve circulation, heart health.
Okay.
Just saying.
I think that's pretty damn good.
That's why we call ourselves the green chocolate bar by
right?
Blood Inhale Exhale. Because we love chocolate.
So, a study showed that cocoa flavonoids may improve the function of a specific part of the brain called the dentate gyrus, which is associated with age-related memory.
I've actually never heard of a dentate gyrus before.
Yeah.
And are you sure that's how you say it?
Dentate. Dentate. Dentate gyrus.
Oh, excuse me. You're right. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Dentate
I said it
gyrus.
Wrong. You're right.
Yep.
Never heard of it before. However,
yep.
Are you sure it's gyrus? It looks like it almost... The Here's why I ask. And I know that this probably originates from Latin or some foreign
sure.
language.
It
right?
always does.
But look at how close that is to gyro.
Gyro, yeah. Gyros?
Right? I'm just
Dentate
saying.
Gyros?
I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, could
saying.
Be.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Okay.
Omega-3 fatty acids. Really good for the brain.
Okay.
And anybody that's been following us knows that everybody out there is a fathead, and it's so great. Because your brain needs fat.
So where are people going to get their omega-3 fatty acids? Because a lot of people these days have been supplementing with it. They
yeah,
don't necessarily
fish
have
fish oil,
to.
Krill oil pills.
Krill, yeah.
And you know what I think is so funny? Is you actually don't even need those pills.
No,
if you
don't.
Eat fish or whatever. But if you don't eat fish and you mm-hmm. want to get the fish oil, fine.
Right.
Have the fish oil
Which
pills.
Is the craziest thing to me, right? Because people will be like, no, I don't like salmon because it's got a taste or it's got a smell or whatever. And then all of a sudden have a pill and what happens?
Those pills usually give you the fish burps.
Exactly.
And that you just took the point right out of my mouth, thank you very much, that they actually specifically make a no, ready for this?
Yes, I've heard.
A no yep. burp fish oil pill?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, krill oil falls under that mark.
I know, but it's
yeah.
just weird.
I've had krill oil.
I have too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used yeah. to take fish oil pills thinking yeah. I was doing the right thing.
Same here.
And then
Way
I would
back.
Have salmon and then I have cold water
exactly.
fish, which is exactly where your omega-3s come from. So my body was probably
You're
like,
double
Hello?
Tripling up on your
yeah.
dosage.
Like
yeah.
you have too much. That's yeah. why you really don't need supplements for the most part in
no.
your life. You don't really need them.
Absolutely not.
And you know what I found out? That people
that...
New Kids
on the Block
are
back. Are
you watching TV again?
I am.
Stop watching TV.
Okay.
Turn off the damn TV. New Kids on the Block.
They're back.
Aren't they like 45 years old? They can't be
yeah,
back.
Man.
No. They can't be back. You can't, there's no dancing.
No?
But
what,
I found
what do you
out
got, Chris?
No, I'm just thinking of one of their old songs. I was like 5 when they were big.
Yeah, yeah.
That's sad, isn't it?
That's crazy.
Chris, you were like 5?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a baby.
I know. I was just about to say, he's definitely a few years younger than us.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. definitely. Hold on, but there was... I recently found out that there are people that might be taking probiotics
yep.
excuse me, for celiac disease.
Yep.
Those probiotics have been under research for the last 2 years. Tons of scientific proof behind it that they're actually, they contain gluten.
Uh-oh.
Hence another reason why supplements might not be so great.
Yeah,
because
you don't know what's in those supplements.
Yeah, just
beware.
Anybody can grind up any powder and call it whatever they want.
I've watched a couple documentaries.
And slap a label on it.
And you know what? I'll find it out for next week. But
yeah.
there's a documentary that I watched on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it was something related to bodybuilding and supplementation.
Yeah.
And towards the end of the documentary, he went through the whole process of actually making his
yeah.
own supplement.
Yeah, sure.
So he ordered the bottles. He ordered the labels, all the yeah. print and stuff like that.
Sure.
Designed them himself.
Yeah.
And then took a bunch of other pills, got all the powders out of them and stuff, and combined these powders with those powders and stuff, and then basically said that this is what this supplement does.
Sure.
Now, they're not... Remember, this isn't a bit...
There's no control.
...industry that's controlled.
Yeah, it's not controlled.
It's not FDA approved. No. There's no control over it. And the fact that he could go out there, sell a bottle that probably, per bottle, it cost him about maybe $3 to make. He was selling for $50 to $60.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
I know.
Why do you think that industry
is a multi-billion,
like $12 to $13 billion industry per year?
It's amazing because people
and everybody
think
wants a bite.
Supplement helps. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's true. You're right. Everybody wants a bite. Look, yep. If I could put myself in a pack, well, we talked last week.
Sure.
Put Coach Kelly and Coach Michael in a big life-size
right.
pill bottle, and I'll sell
sure.
myself for $15 billion, right. and
it's
I can travel
around
the world.
It's illegal in this state, by the way,
oh,
to
sorry,
sell
that's
yourself.
Not, that's
yeah.
not what I'm... Listen, you're a smartass, and I love it. But if I could do that, maybe I would. But
yeah.
my point is I wouldn't do that because... I'm really poisoning people in some way, shape, or form. But I thought that was very interesting that there are probiotics out there for people that have Crohn's disease that actually contain gluten.
And if anybody knows anything about Crohn's disease, gluten
is a big oh no no.
Yeah, it's a big no no.
Yeah, it's a big no no. So another nutrient to protect the brain,
mm-hmm.
walnuts.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk it? Right here we are talking about fish and walnuts.
Well, this is a diet supplement with walnuts may have a beneficial effect in reducing the risk, delaying the onset, or slowing the progression of Alzheimer's disease in mice. This was a study done back in 2014. Now, here are the things that we're talking about. These are natural foods, right? And this is really all about, brain health and nutrients to protect the aging brain.
Yeah.
But think about this. All these foods here, they all have something in common. Slow the progression of Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
You know? Here's the one, which is associated with age-related memory. Keeping your memory. I mean, this is all
What'd
things that
I
they
forgot.
Have in common.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right? Where's my car? You know?
That's a great movie. What is the name of that movie?
Dude, Where's My Car?
Is that the actual name of the movie?
That's
Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah, Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, boy.
And I lost a couple of hours watching that movie.
Oh, yeah, those are hours you'll never get back.
Yeah, never get back.
Yeah. Magnesium is another good one for your brain. Like things like dark leafy greens, nuts and seeds. Well, obviously, we just talked about walnuts, obviously. So
sure.
That's, fish is fantastic for your brain and also has magnesium in it. It's high in magnesium. So all this stuff is, you know what? A lot
avocado,
of times...
Avocado, beans, bananas, and dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And lucky me, I love all those foods.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun. I would love to do a blood type of test with my doctor that says where all of those levels are at. That would be interesting.
That's
going to
be pretty cool
to
check all that stuff
out.
Yeah,
I would love to find that out.
You know?
I think that's interesting. And I'm going to go back to the 8 nutrients here that we were talking about because somehow I ended up on another page. And la,
that's
la,
quite all right.
La, 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 la. blueberries. Oh, blueberries.
Blueberries, yes.
I'm telling you, someday I'm going to find a way to take blueberries, mash them up, and just put them under my eyes and see if I can get the wrinkles to go away. Do you think it would work? Oh, that face. Okay,
what?
Maybe I won't do that. Never mind, Coach
what?
Michael. Never mind.
Look,
mind.
Okay, so you... This whole woman thing with putting stuff on your eyeballs and all over your face.
I actually don't put anything on my eyeballs.
Like you crush up cucumbers and, I don't know, you sniff zucchini. Like, what is all that?
Okay, you better back up, yo.
I'm just asking.
I just gave you a triple little... You better back up.
Where did that stem from?
Because there are nutrients in...
I understand
that. It takes away puffiness.
Correct.
A lot of women have... You know those big bags and stuff like that? Or the purple stuff that's under a lot of people's eyes?
Do they still do this today?
They do that a lot in spas.
Do they?
Yes. That's why there's things like kelp and
I don't walk into
wraps.
Like a spa.
Well, maybe
I felt like
should.
I had to swing it. You know?
Maybe you should.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually got a seaweed wrap once. My body never felt better.
Mm.
Seriously.
That's pretty cool.
It was unbelievable. It was like a whole...
Now, it's real seaweed they're wrapping you with? Like, what is it? Like, crushed seaweed? Like
it was actually crushed. And what they do, they create like a mud bath, at least the place I went. It was crushed seaweed. They mix a little water, et cetera, et cetera. Then they exfoliate your entire body.
Okay.
And they put this mud pack on you. And it was actually heavy. When they were done packing it on me, I was like, ooh.
I
can't
move.
It felt like there was another person on top of me. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, this is really heavy. But then they wrap you in like a sort of like a
plastic sheet,
wrap, if you will. And then they put a heated blanket over you. Oh, you want to talk about yumminess. Man.
Did you end up falling asleep?
Probably.
Because I had a massage like that where I was all essential oils completely rubbed in, and then they had wrapped me in the plastic sheet on top, another like huge sheet, and I felt like I was this burrito, like the human burrito, you know. Got the hands down to the side. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, all right. And all that was said to me was like, all right, I'll see you in a few minutes.
Yeah.
And I just remember looking at the clock, and then I remember like a tap on my knee.
Yeah.
And I was out cold for 45 minutes.
Oh, that's
out
awesome.
Cold.
Oh,
done.
That is so good. We need to go get one of those. I think we deserve one.
Yeah, you think?
We work our butts off. Hey, what about choline, though?
Yeah, what about it?
It's associated with liver health.
Liver health, women's health.
And, right?
Why so much women's health? What's that? Let's see.
We don't really.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
associated with liver health.
Well, and it doesn't have to be for women.
No.
Is that what you're asking?
That's what I'm asking here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, it helps with cognitive. Why are you giving me that look?
I'm not.
Cognitive decline.
You see,
failure.
I didn't need any caffeine today.
A major source of choline in the diet are eggs. Just letting you know. Why do you keep looking at me like you're freaking me out? Move on.
No.
Hey, did we get all eight? I think we did.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
we got all of them.
They're
absolutely
kind of all over the world, so if people want
really
to go
are.
Back and figure out which eight we were talking about, you may have to hit rewind a few times. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Remember, this info is going to be up on a podcast.
Yeah, listen
if you
to
be,
it over and over.
And if you want to call in and be part of today's show, I know we've been doing a ton of talking.
We're
we'd
all
love
over the
to
place today.
Hear from you. Huh. Yeah, 978-454-4980 is the number, 978-454-4980. Call into the show, sorry. Arr. What?
Didn't Teddy do that last show?
I think
show?
He did.
He
maybe that's where it was stuck in my head.
Some
you
crap
know?
About pirates.
He did. He totally did.
That was cute.
All right.
All right. So 10 drugs that may cause memory loss. And I think it's interesting that anti-anxiety drug. Why can't I say that word? Anti-anxiety drugs.
At the top
Wait,
of the list.
You know, here's something I thought of when we were kind of reviewing all of this information.
Yes.
Would you say in... would you say that anxiety actually causes more anxiety?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Right? I mean, that makes sense, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Me being right just causes me to be more right. I'm just kidding.
Oh, you are cray-cray today.
I can't wait for a nap. Oh, I can't wait for a nap? I'm not getting a nap today.
Ooh. I am. Peace.
Oh, wow. I'm not getting a nap today. That's a huge problem. Cholesterol drugs. Can you imagine?
That's cholesterol drugs. Now, these are all drugs that literally may cause memory loss. Now, it says may.
Correct. It may.
These
it
are
may.
Published.
Okay. Right, right,
there are
right.
studies that have been done on these, so we're talking about these. And if we give you some alternatives, just remember, always consult your doctor beforehand.
Yes.
That's my little disclaimer right here, right now.
And I only play a doctor on the radio
exactly.
and in the studio.
We
and
play
on my TV
one.
Show.
We are not one. So therefore, we will provide you with the information that you need. It is up to you from there to make a conscious decision with the help of your practitioner. Call them.
Anything else you want to add?
No. I think I'm
Ooh,
good. I
okay.
think the lawyer will be fine with that.
Right. Hi, John.
Right.
Cholesterol-lowering drugs. So it's interesting that drugs that lower blood levels of cholesterol may impair memory and other mental processes by depleting the brain levels of cholesterol as well.
Correct.
Right. So that makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As long as it makes sense. I'm just putting it out there.
No, absolutely.
Wait, how many of these total do we have to go through? 10, right?
Yeah, there were 10 of them.
Okay, all right, just making sure.
They did kind of, on this one here, cholesterol-lowering drugs, they gave some maybe alternatives. Again, consult your physician.
Right.
But possibly, you know, taking some under-the-tongue, sublingual, things like vitamin B12, folic acid, and vitamin B6.
Yeah.
You know, these are all what we relate to as mood enhancers, energy enhancers.
Yes.
You know?
Your B vitamins are so important.
So important. And you can get them from food.
I got mine from the donut today. Actually, do you see my leg shaking? Here comes the sugar.
I can tell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. So sleeping aids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm skipping over a few. I know.
I see.
I know.
I see that you're
I'm
doing
kind of,
that.
I don't really care.
Yeah. So what are you talking about?
But I think
Which
that
one you want?
It's number eight. Sleeping
My
aids.
Lord, you skipped right away.
Of course I did.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the drug called the Z-drugs, these medications are used to treat insomnia and other sleep problems.
Yeah.
But remember, they can also make you go cray-cray. No, I feel bad. Actually, you know what? If I had to take a sleeping pill, I would feel bad for myself.
Have you?
It must be hard to have to take a sleeping pill to go to sleep. You know what I mean?
That's got
to
be tough.
That's got to be tough.
Okay, so here's one of the things that I've been doing lately.
Yeah.
I downloaded a meditation app.
Yes.
Okay? And this meditation app is awesome.
Is that the same meditation app that...
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Okay. I know, right? Okay. Right? We were talking about it. You ended up downloading it, and then all of a sudden we didn't talk about it, and then I ended up downloading it.
Yeah,
it was like we didn't realize we downloaded the same app. Because there's a million meditation apps out there.
Weird.
This one, pretty cool. And it literally helps you just relax yourself and get into a cool state. And I started listening to one this morning on the road by accident. I pulled something up on YouTube, a video.
Yes.
And I was like, all right, let me listen to this. And all of a sudden started talking. We're going to put you into the theta state. And I'm like, no, you're not. Not while I'm driving, you're not.
I gotta fight traffic is what you're thinking.
You know?
Yeah.
So there are other things that you can do naturally to aid yourself in sleep. And I think a lot of that, for me personally, looking at this, and again, I'm not a doctor, right? But it almost makes perfect sense here. Right. Okay. Hi. How you doing?
Yeah.
Right.
The 80s called. They want their personality.
Hey,
back.
Man. Hey. Sleeping aids, or just having sleep disorder, for me, potentially, wouldn't that kind of be kind of connected with anxiety?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. There's a part of that to me that just feels like that it's there.
Maybe.
And that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's just kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and did you know hypertension drugs is also another one?
Really?
Yeah, that can cause some memory loss, which is very interesting because they're beta blockers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they interfere with blocking, of course, the action of key chemical messengers in the brain. Like epinephrine. It's so amazing to think that there are all these drugs out there that people take, and the adverse effects you can actually do with food.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I have started following...
Nutrition is the cure.
It really is.
I literally will
it
say
really
that.
Is.
I know the
it
word
really
cure is
really
like
is,
really
though.
Hard for people to understand. Like, there's a cure for this, there's a cure for that. It's called nutrition. It's food. And it's no joke.
I started following David Wolf.
David Wolf, yeah.
Right?
I follow him, yep.
And I'm kind of sad that I started following him in a way, and I'm really happy I'm following him in a way, because I'm sad for two reasons. Because the stuff that he posts, I'm like, if everybody could just understand this.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And it's a real thing.
And it's also really simple stuff. We've actually complicated the world.
We have.
As humans, we've complicated what was given to us naturally.
Yeah.
Stop screwing around.
Yeah.
Don't touch it.
You know, I said something out loud to myself the other day. Talking about fitness and nutrition, I said, do people really think that when we, meaning people in our industry that talk about real lifestyle changes, get up and move and just make changes in your nutrition, do they think that we're making this up?
No,
do you know what I'm saying?
Well, this has been
like
around.
I kind of feel like people look at us and they're like, oh, that's horseshit. You know, that can't be real.
It was given to us thousands of years ago. Tens of thousands of years ago it was given to us.
Like, I just don't understand why people are more interested in finding out about a drug and taking a drug every day than finding out about nutrition and why nutrition is scary. Well, nutrition is scary because they don't teach it very well in schools or anywhere, and I have all kinds of stuff on that.
I can only imagine that when humans became humans or whatever, right, and we were these new species on this planet that we were given everything that we needed to survive. We were given water.
Yeah.
We were given
sun. And we're
depleting
that.
We were given...
And we're... Yeah.
Yeah. We were given food that was naturally grown. We were given animals to hunt. Right?
Sure.
We had everything that we absolutely needed within nature.
Yes.
Then...
Oh, boy. Everybody settle in. Here comes Coach Michael.
Then what happened?
Well,
I can't
say here comes Coach Michael. It's both of us.
Look, nobody will ever know for sure, but we've evolved...
Sure.
Okay.
And
everybody has their own idea, but we've evolved into this world of technology and prescription meds that will fix everything that you have.
Yeah.
And for me, prescription meds
are not
the end-all be-all, and I don't want them to... Look, there are real things out there, and I know that. I'm not trying to be, like, naive or anything like that. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But should they be the first line of defense.
Well, people think that, yes.
Okay.
And that's
fine. That's
what
it's come
to. Because that's what marketing is. And we talk about marketing all the time. Mm-hmm. But it's also an instant gratification thing, right? So people that may not know enough about nutrition and how to help themselves with their vitamins and their nutrients and all that good stuff and how to get a balance. Look, it takes time to get that.
Sure it does.
But it takes me 2 days to make an appointment with my doctor to get a pill.
Can you imagine?
You see?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, look, we're only two people, Michael, trying to change the world.
I know. I know. But there's other people out there like us.
Yeah, there are. There are.
And I think the majority of people understand what we're saying.
Oh, I totally agree.
But to break the cycle of what they live in now.
It's to break the cycle. And yes.
Yeah.
So I said to a client who did a weekly development report with me yesterday, I said to her, great, so your plan hasn't changed in the last week. You're still moving forward. You're still on track with what you want to do. And you still have that, you know, I'm going to do this when I leave for vacation. I'm going to do this when I, you know, go to work. I'm going to do this. And I said, great. I said, that sounds so good. Because you're helping me change the world one person at a time.
Right.
Meaning her. And she got what I was saying. So we started to chuckle and we laughed or whatever. And then she was saying how, you know, oh, I'm going away with my girlfriends and it's a drink fest. And what am I going to do? And what do you suggest? And, you know, we talk it out or whatever. And I said, well.
Say no.
Please, the hardest word in the world to say no.
Say no.
Please. But anyway, so what I said to her was, you know, well, stick to the plan that you have because it's your plan. It's nobody else's. And I'm sure your girlfriends are going to squawk and say, I can't. Well, you're doing that again. You're doing that again. You're doing that again. And I said, well, how can I have you help guide them to help you help me change the world one more person at a time?
Exactly.
And she laughed, but I could hear in her laugh she knew what I meant.
Of course.
And I really think that she's going to. I really think she's going to do well, even though she's on a trip with her girlfriends and she calls it a drink fest. And, you know, she's going to, I know she's going to come back with a slightly different change going, well, look, coach, you're right. It didn't have to be what I thought it was going to be.
Exactly.
And it was just something like I felt her heart get bigger and it was so good. It was really good to hear.
We were talking to somebody a couple weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they had asked us, are we interested in potentially sitting down with kids to talk about nutrition?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my first answer was, only if the parents are there.
That's absolutely right.
Because my discussion on nutrition isn't going to get to the kids unless it gets to the parents first. And if the parents are there to support those changes, because guess what? Kids aren't going grocery shopping. They're in the grocery store sliding down the aisles like my son does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're not the ones shopping for the food. They don't have the money to care for that. And parents do. So for me, it was very much like, if the parents are there and we can educate the parents and they're supportive of this and gaining the knowledge so that they can make the changes for them and not only them but for their kids, then guess what? It's about changing the world one person at a time. And it's a trickle-down effect.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
I'm trying to upline that where you talk to the kids and try to bring that information back to the parents from the kid.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
So there's a really short piece of article that I want to quickly read.
Yes.
I know we're running short on time.
We got it.
But
we're tight.
I thought this was interesting. So there's an article about this little girl, 10 years old. Elijah Borden is her name.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah Borden was 10 years old and significantly overweight when a doctor and a pediatrician at the Harlem Hospital Center in New York enrolled the middle schooler in an innovative program to increase her consumption of fruits and vegetables and hopefully reduce her weight. After 2 years in the program, she is an unqualified success story. She lost 5 pounds the first year by snacking on fruits and vegetables, then 8 pounds more the second year when she cut down on greasy foods. Okay? Her mother, Mrs. Brown, 33 years old, said Elijah used to sabotage home-cooked family dinners by buying junk food, cookies, cakes, and other snacks. So her mother goes on to say, now Elijah carries fruits and fruit cups and vegetables and all that stuff to school. She likes raw carrots, celery, and broccoli because she was introduced to it through this program. So you see how parents need to introduce their stuff, you know, vegetables and fruits and all these healthier foods to their kids before their kids end up overweight by middle school at the age of 10.
And there's a lot of those kids these days.
Woo! 10 years old.
So that's huge, and I don't want to knock that point, but we're running out of time.
No.
And that's it?
No.
We got to head out. So to get in touch with us, go to clubinhaleexhale.com. Stay tuned for our Facebook page because it's going to have our download of our podcast coming up at facebook.com/greenchocolatebar. You're listening to The Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. Stay tuned for next week's show.
We are Club Inhale Exhale, headquartered in Billerica, Massachusetts.
Can't get to Billerica? Check us out in Danvers and Woburn.
Keep chatting with us at the bar at clubinhaleexhale.com.
And facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale.
When you change your mind, you can change your body.